Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazer Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Lee, who covers Baltimore County and various other things for WYPR. John, some interesting rumblings actually out there in the county under the heading of county executive and who might run for that job.
That's right. And first, let me apologize for talking about 2018 when we're still not done with the 2016 election. But it is kind of interesting. And before I go to 2018, I want to go back for a second to 2014, which you will remember Larry Hogan, when he ran for governor, got big numbers in Baltimore County. He crushed Anthony Brown, and there was a real Republican wave. And so even though Democrats outnumber Republicans more than two to one in the county, Republicans in Baltimore County feel like in 2018 they have a real shot of winning county executive.
And they've been competitive out there in the past. It's been sort of a swing county for some time, really.
It has, but the last Republican county executive, you have to go back to 1990, was the last guy to win, Roger Hayden. So on the Republican side, you have Delegate Pat McDonough, who has made it clear that he is interested in running for county executive, even though, if you're keeping score, he's currently running for Congress against Dutch Ruppersberger.
He's made it clear that he wants to get elected something.
Right. And so what he told me was that if he loses to Ruppersberger, then he will announce on election night that he is running for county executive in 2 years.
So I guess he thinks the voters are just waiting for him to run for the right office.
Maybe so.
Anyway, but I digress.
And then another name that's out there that's kind of interesting that you hear people talking about is Laura Newman, who we last heard about in Anne Arundel County. She was Anne Arundel County executive. She lost in a primary in 2014. She has now moved. And I asked her via email if she was interested in the county executive race, and she didn't say yes, she didn't say no. She said, and I'll quote here, "I will continue to serve the community wherever I can make a difference." So what does that mean? We'll have to find out.
And then there's another candidate. Isn't there at least one more that might be interested in this?
Well, this is I would label this conjecture, which is that you have to look at Kathy Schalaga, who is currently running for the U.S. Senate. She's made no mention about this county executive race, but you look at her, she's pretty well known. She looks like a pretty good candidate.
And on the other side?
Other side, much more clear. You have three pretty well-known Democrats. They've all made it clear they're interested. Vicki Almond, who is the current county council chair, Senator Jim Brochin, and Johnny Yoshefsky Jr.
Well, you know, John, you know, and we all know that Baltimore County is a very vibrant county and very politically active and very important county. So it's no apologies needed, I think, to be kept up to date with what's going on there. So thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
For John Lee, I'm Frazer Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.